Time for our Tuesday morning tennis talk, served up to you by Yellow Ball Tennis. Register now for summer youth tennis lessons at yellowballtennis.com. And joining us this morning, President of Northeast Ohio Tennis Association, also he's a tennis director at Chagrin Valley Athletic Club, is Greg Ayton. Greg, good morning, Greg. How are you today?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us this morning. How have you been getting out and doing a lot of tennis with this nice weather we've been having, or are you kind of stuck in some sort of administrative role at this point?
You know what? I've been doing a lot of tennis, and I assist with a high school team, so it was exciting this season to be able to get outside with the kids, unlike last year, and actually get to see them participate. So it's been great, and it's a beautiful day today to play some tennis.
So what school are you, the one that you work the tennis at?
University school, okay. Honey Valley University School. I coach the boys there, and I coach Hathaway Brown's girls team. So in the spring, it's the boys. So, yeah, they just finished their districts last weekend, and the state tournament is this weekend coming up. And so we got some exciting teams going from here, and just individual play as well next weekend, this coming weekend in at the Linder Tennis Center in Mason, Ohio. So, exciting stuff.
Yeah. When you have seniors like that, haven't they already graduated, though? Is this one of those kind of weird transition areas for them at that point?
It is. And, you know, they're dedicated. A lot of them have, you know, yesterday we had our senior day, and it's you know, just a great thing for them to be able to participate and get to the level that they've gotten at a lot of these schools. These kids look forward to this and work all year for it. So it's great that it got to happen this year, and I'm happy for all of them.
Right. Do a lot of them end up then with scholarships? Is that sometimes the next step for a lot of them, or does it then just become sort of a sport for life after this point?
Yeah, I mean, it's a sport for life, and, you know, what's great is, you know, if they don't play and get a scholarship, I mean, I think that's the goal and aspiration of a lot of kids. But if you don't hit that goal, you know, it's really great because now there's club tennis at all schools, and it's club tennis on campus. And it's a really popular thing now. And in fact, both of my boys have made it to state in high school tennis, and they both chose to play tennis on campus. And, you know, their dads are tennis professionals. So, you know, it's not for everybody to play college tennis, but it's actually out there for them if they want it. And there's a lot of schools looking for players, but it's just a great sport to be able to play your whole life. And, you know, a lot of them do play, go off to college, come back into their area and start picking it up as an adult. And we have USG Adult Leagues that kicked off here in early May and will run through the summer. And it's just a great way for anybody to stay in shape and be able to play at any level, which is great.
So you've been a lifelong tennis person, I would assume. This is not something you just picked up later on. I would assume that you kind of went through a similar path?
I did. In fact, I grew up in the parks and I'm from Mena, and I grew up in the parks and rec programs and ended up going off to play college tennis in the area here in Northeast Ohio as well. And then went back to my area in the summers and we'd actually teach at those rec parks that I played out of as a kid. And, you know, when I was just before I graduated, they, you know, a club offered me a head professional job, and I decided I was going to do that until I found the real job, and I haven't found a real job yet. So this has been my lifelong game and fun, and something I have to call it work, but it's actually a lot of fun to be able to get on the court and let people reduce some stress and have fun playing a great game that they can do their entire life. I've got, you know, players at my club that are playing in their 90s, and, you know, I have kids that I had this week, and we had a free lesson weekend. It's called Play Tennis Midwest, and we got kids out that were at the age of 4. So, I mean, it's really an awesome game for all levels and all ages.
Sure. We're talking this morning with Greg Ayton, the president of Northeast Ohio Tennis Association as well. Greg, when you speak at your phone, could you hold it up a little bit closer to your mouth or to the speaker part?
Sure.
It's kind of
sure.
Shifting a little bit here while we're talking, and I know sometimes people are having a little difficulty hearing part of that. So you mentioned something about there's a free tennis going on or a play tennis happening?
Yeah, it was last weekend, but it was just a promotion for in the Midwest for free lessons that were going on at a lot of different clubs. And that was really just to kick off. Our summer camps all start June 7th, and really all of the rec departments last year, were their programs were shut down, and this is an opportunity this summer for people to get in this game. It's, you know, socially distanced. It's been a great game for people during COVID, and, you know, we have great numbers and a lot of new players to the game. So these summer camps will be great this year. And, you know, the clubs as well. There's a lot of tennis clubs that you can call in your area. But, gosh, if you just go to USGA.com, there's an area where you can find a tennis facility near you, and you can actually go and get out on the court and start playing this summer in some programs that are very affordable.
Do you need to find a partner? Who's going to hit the ball back to you? How does that work when someone who just sort of wants to go? Do you pair them up with people? What is that like?
Yeah, so that's what we do. I mean, that's really my job is, you know, when people join my club, I tell them that's my job is I find them games and get them involved where, you know, that's really what all clubs have is really programs for all levels. And so, you know, no matter where you are, if you're a beginner adult, there's programs. If you're a beginner child, there's programs. And there's match play programs if you just want to play match play. I mean, there's really anything out there that we can a la carte get to anybody that wants to play tennis. So it's an outstanding game that, you know, anybody can pick up at any time, you know, at any ability level. And that's really the fun part about in my job.
How important is the equipment? I mean, sometimes you'll find a dusty old tennis racket laying in the corner of the garage, or you find it at a flea market or something. How do you know what you got is going to work and make the experience as best as possible?
Yeah, I mean, they've updated technology so much that I think a lot of people come out with their old racket and we restring it and get it ready for them. But at some point, they end up trying other things and they see that the technology of what they've done with rackets is just great to make the game easier. And it allows you to be able to, you know, like at our programs, you can demo rackets as much as you want. And we match internet prices, so we make it affordable to people to be able to buy what they need. And, you know, it usually is, you know, that old racket that you bring in the first day, you know, lasts you for the first few months, and then you usually grab something new and more exciting that is going to make it easier for you.
Well, that's the thing. Anybody who gets frustrated, you don't want that to happen, right? Because if you get a bad experience first starting off, then it kind of sets your whole mood of whether or not you really like the sport.
Yeah, I mean, you know, tennis is a game that they said it's kind of like life. You know, you wake up someday and have bad days in life, and unfortunately in tennis it's the same way. But for the most part, you come off the tennis court smiling and you're happy, and it's just a very good social thing for anybody. You know, you have so many people that just make so many good friends through this game, and I can't talk it up enough as far as what it's done for me. And I've given back in just what I'm doing in the district as president of their association. That's given a lot to me through my life and my family. So it's been a great way for all of us. And my two boys played together in high school tennis, and you know, it was just a thing I'll remember forever, being able to experience that as a family. So it's been just a really good process for us. So I recommend it to anybody.
Again, if people want to find out more about some of the things that are going on, maybe the summer camps, or just find out where's the best place to get some good tennis information, where's a site they could visit maybe to get started?
Yeah, USTA.com, and that's our district. And if you even plug in Northeast Ohio, it'll take you right to our district. Yeah, you enter anything in there. There's icons you can click on if you just want to play. You click on play, and it'll actually direct you wherever you want to go. And then there's a great event this summer. Tennis in the Land is coming to Cleveland. It's a WTA event that's going to be August 22nd through the 28th, and that's a great way for people to come out, watch some great tennis. There will also be some opportunities down there for them to play in. And they just have all kinds of stuff, from food trucks to some music going on. And it's going to be just a really, really exciting event that we have coming downtown, just like all the other events that they've been bringing to Cleveland. So we're excited about that. So that's this summer.
Absolutely. We look forward to that as well. Hopefully some good weather and for people to play. And, of course, there's indoor courts as well in case the weather doesn't permit. But it's a good chance to check things out. Greg, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us. It's good to hear.
Well, thank you. Thanks. Thank you. Hopefully we can get you guys out on the court sometime.
We will try. Craig and I have done pickle. We've worked away. You started with pickleball, so now maybe tennis is our next step on there.
That's great. That's great.
Thanks, Greg. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. You guys have a great day.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Time for our Tuesday morning tennis talks brought to you by Yellow Ball Tennis. Register now for summer youth tennis lessons at yellowballtennis.com. Again, our guest this morning, Greg Ayton, joining us this morning.